One out of one of us will die. You quoted some great philosopher with saying that. I forget who it was, but it doesn't matter. Most deaths, we assume, are from old age or perhaps an illness, a disease. But suicidal death, so many things about it is so different. What are some of the main reasons?
Well, I think the main reason is that there is such an instinct in all of us to preserve life and to keep life at all cost, so that when somebody takes their life, we have to say there are reasons, and there are multiple reasons why this person did that. I'll give you an example. I had a lady I counseled who was in her 70s, and her husband had committed suicide, and they had been to the doctor the day of his suicide and had a confirmation that he had cancer. He asked his oncologist how he was going to die, and the oncologist went through the whole thing that you're going to be bedridden and your wife is going to have to take care of you, and just painted a very dark picture for him. That night, about 2 a.m., the next morning, he got up and he had a .22 revolver, and he went and he sat in the bathtub and put the gun in his left hand. He was right-handed, faced the front of the bathtub, put it to his head, and pulled the trigger. And she came to see me, and she was very, very upset. Basically, there was no reason for her to live at this point. And I looked at her, and I said, you know, your husband's death was an altruistic death, an altruistic suicide. She said, what do you mean? I said, he was sacrificing himself for your sake. That was the love that he had for you. And she said, I would like to believe that that would help. I said, let me ask you one question. I knew the answer because I had this theory ahead of time. And so I was just asking her questions that I basically knew what she was going to say. And I said, was he right-handed? She said, yes, he was right-handed. I said, did he take the gun and sit in the bathtub and put it in his left hand? She said, yes, he did. And I said, was what happened afterwards, was it easier to clean the bathroom? And there was this long pause, just like we had. And she said, yes, there was. And I said, that's because he cared so much for you and about you that he didn't want this to be a horrible mess that you had to do something with. And so I just think we need to be careful when we talk about suicides, because it's not just everybody makes a bad choice. In this man's mind, he made a good choice. This was altruistic. He was sacrificing himself for the sake of his wife.
I think my daughter's suicide, though she was bipolar, was altruistic also, because the night before she died, we said, she's in a pretty good mood tonight, you know, because she had had a really bad week. And one of the things she said to that is, we analyzed, and we still analyzed that final conversation where she was actually saying goodbye and seemed to be in a fairly good mood. She said, you know, Mom and Dad, I think one of my greatest abilities is the ability to bring people together. And what she was saying was, I've been a burden to you. I'm living with you. I'm 31 years old. I'm scared to move forward. And I'm going to free you of me, which is the last thing we would ever want to do. And as you describe altruism, I think that was a part of it too.
That's very insightful on your part. And as I've learned more about Allison in the many months that we've worked together, I agree with you. I believe that to be true. And I think there was some disappointment on her part with her life. Your family has been successful. You have been successful. And I think there was some issues in terms of, I wish I could carry on the family image, and she didn't feel she was doing it. You guys probably thought, hey, you're doing just fine. You're gonna land, you're gonna find your place. And so I think that's great insight on your part.